Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation. Tell me again, Pastor, Thanksgiving is a big time at the church, the helping of the needy. I know you have affiliated with food banks in the past.
Well, Phil, we have affiliated with some food bank in the past, but we mostly do it ourselves. We travel into the community. We drop off our canned goods and so on. Are we on the air right now?
Yes.
I want to thank you for having us on because we're very blessed to have friends such as yourself. And I will tell you that almost 2 years now since I've been married, you get very, very weary. You are up at 4 a.m. You land, you get the car loaded up with the Thanksgiving dinner, you know. And I prayed on this.
Well, we're talking with Pastor Renick about taking Thanksgiving dinner down to the into the poorer areas. You're in Bellflower, and I know that you serve some parts of Compton and other areas that are...
Well, that's very impoverished.
Right.
And I prayed on this. How can we benefit our poor people? How can we help our poor people? And how can I still have myself and my wife, Clara, how can we still have a Thanksgiving day and not spend a whole day taking down these dinners, you know?
All right. Well, when you say you want to enjoy your Thanksgiving yourself, you're not. Are you having a Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving for those of us, Phil, who serve Jesus. Thanksgiving very different from the Thanksgiving that you might have, or that your listeners might have. For those of us who serve Jesus, our Thanksgiving is serving the poor and the needy. So we don't have a Thanksgiving for ourselves. While you and people like yourself, you know, I don't know who, while you and these people listening are having Thanksgiving with your families, I don't get that. See. I'm in a car, I'm driving around, and we are driving some of the most crime-infested areas of this city.
I understand that.
And we got a hot Thanksgiving meal that we take up to the police, and then you try and have your own Thanksgiving.
If I could interrupt you, why do you take them to... You're taking hot Thanksgiving dinners to the police, too, or...
No, we take the Thanksgiving meals to the police. In other words, we load the car, we take them down to the police station.
Why do you take them to them?
Well, they are the ones that actually pass the food out because you can't go down there. You don't go down there. You're gonna die if you go down. You may think that you are. You might think you're doing a good thing, but you'll be dead of a gunshot wound. You will be dead of a gunshot wound before you even get the frozen dinner out of your car.
So you can't take the Thanksgiving to the needy.
Oh no, you can't go down there. No. But the point is. We load the car up, we take it down there, the whole day is shot, and so, I want to be able to provide a Thanksgiving dinner, a hot Thanksgiving dinner for our communities of poor people, and also have our church benefit from it. And I prayed on this.
Right. Are you at bingo?
I prayed on it. I prayed on it very hard. Yeah, we're having a church function tonight. And I asked the Lord, what can I do to feed the poor at Thanksgiving and still at the same time? Not have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and drive down to Gangland.
Right.
And I believe the Lord gave me an answer.
All right. Well, if I interrupt you, Pastor, your church website.
Yes.
It says you're inviting families to a free Thanksgiving dinner at Joyful Union, certificate of participation required.
That is correct. Let me tell you what this is. And how wonderful God is. God spoke to me and told me that this is how Thanksgiving will come to the poor. I can still get home around 4 o'clock and have some kind of a life on Thanksgiving Day. The families come down here. Instead of us taking the food to them, they come here. And we have an athletic competition. And all you've got to do is compete. And you come up, you get a dinner. At the same time, we sell tickets so people can watch them compete. 100-meter dash, high, you know, and you present your certificate, you get your dinner, and...
All right, so these people, are they paying money to watch these poor people compete in athletic competition?
That is correct, yes. Now, I thank God.
Are all the members competing?
They don't have to win. You just have to compete in the event.
All right, can I ask you something? You know the Vincent family, they've got an 86-year-old... grandmother with emphysema. You know them.
I know them very well. I know Chris. I know Dorothea very well. Yes.
Are you expecting this woman to compete in an athletic event in order for her family to get Thanksgiving dinner?
What I'm saying, she can, in the pole vault, for instance, she can get in her wheelchair, roll down the runway. What I'm trying to tell you is this: God spoke to me, and I said to him, I want to go to the Holy Land with Ms. Clara this year. We always go for the pastoral conference. How am I going to do this?
All right,
and God told me. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Phil.
Go ahead.
God told me. I'll just answer your question. God told me, Pastor William Rennick, you have an athletic event. The poor people come out. They're in the athletic event, and then they get a participation certificate. They get that dinner, and people come in, pay money, watch them compete. That's how you get the money for the Holy Land.
What do you say to people who might say that you're using the poor people?
That is such bull.
But you're using poor people so you can make money to go to the Holy Land.
Phil, have you heard of a church play with the little children and a church play, and they charge people money to come see the church play? Are you telling me they're using a little kid to raise money for the PTO? No, the little kid in the play because they want to be in the play. And the poor people going to be in the athletic competition because they want to eat.
Yeah.
God said, every hair on your head is counted.
I understand.
God said, consider the lilies of the field. They need a toil. No sweat. Praise Jesus. The Lord provides for them.
Absolutely true.
And when you come to my church and you want to get a piping hot Thanksgiving meal, all I ask is you participate in the athletic event and you come up with a participation certificate, and some folks going to sit in the grandstand and watch you, do your thing, you know. And that's happening on Thanksgiving Day. And I want to let everybody know, we'll start the athletic event promptly at 10 a.m., and then you sit down and have your dinner.
This is a hot dinner, right?
It's going to be it'll be hot. It's not hot that morning because they're frozen dinner. But they will be hot when you come off off the athletic event.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick has joined us in a revolutionary model for feeding the poor at Thanksgiving. He's no longer going down to these impoverished neighborhoods where there's a lot of crime. He's having the families who are in need come to the church, compete in an athletic event. You don't have to win, and you don't have to be great. You just have to compete in it.
That is correct. Absolutely.
And then you get a hot Thanksgiving meal, but you are charging admission to people who want to come in and watch.
Yeah, it's an athletic event. You know, Phil, on Thanksgiving Day, they have something called a football game, you know.
Right.
Every Thanksgiving Day, they got a football game. And I've seen on TV, they got the college game. And then they got a pro game. Every Thanksgiving. Well, Joyful Union Congregation.
You're going to have to break.
Now, hold on. Joyful Union Congregation. You're going to have athletic event, too. And you can come down and watch the poor people. And you are on the church grounds. Praise Jesus. Now, we'll bus you in, but all we ask is...
All right, so you're providing transportation?
We've got buses. Yeah, we got buses standing by. The one thing that I know how to do, that mayor of New Orleans don't know how to do, I know how to get a bus running. You know, I said to Claire, when I seen what happened in New Orleans, I said, have mercy, you know, the Lord is punishing New Orleans, you know. And I said, look at that. Now, you look at that man, that brother there. He's the mayor of the city. He can't get a damn bus going. I said, I bet you 6 months ago, he was driving one of them. And now he elected mayor.
Well, Mayor Nagin had a lot of problems.
Yeah, I bet he had a lot of problems. Yeah, he can't count all the zeros on his paycheck. That's the problem he got. But let me tell you what I got. I got my problem. My problem is feeding the poor on Thanksgiving Day. But Jesus, the Son of God, show me the way.
All right, Pastor. Can you hold on for me?
Phil, I would love to hang on. And I thank you again. You are a very polite young man. Let an old man rant and rave like this, but I'm filled with the spirit tonight.
All right. Thank you. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation. Once again, this year they will be feeding the needy. They're having athletic events. So when you come down there to get the Thanksgiving dinner, you need to compete in one of the athletic events, no matter who you are. And they are, be aware that they're selling admission to people to come in and watch as you compete, and then you can go get your dinner. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's prodigal son. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Right, Pastor William Rennick, as we get ready for Thanksgiving, Joyful Union again will be helping to feed the people who are underprivileged in the area. You're in Bellflower, and Bellflower does border some areas that are in need.
So we've got a great many families in our area that have helped in the past to provide. But, you know, I've got to serve. You know, when our Lord was confronted and they said, well, should I pay my taxes? And Jesus said, you know, you give to Caesar what is Caesar. You give to God what is God. And I've got to serve Caesar, who in this case is my wife, Clara. You know, she want to go to the Holy Land. I said, all right, you know. Because that's a pastoral conference, you know.
Well, it's not a vacation, is it?
No, it's not a vacation. No, we're going to see the Holy Land, where our Lord walked, where he died on that day.
All right.
On that day when he died. Now, I wanna tell everybody one more thing. The athletic competition going to start at 9 o'clock. It's going to be the dunk tank, rolling eggs, you know. It's going to be a lot of fun, you know.
Well, that's why I was asking you. If you have a family like Dorothea Vincent, who I told you about, the woman is in a wheelchair.
I know that. Look, Phil, she's in a wheelchair. That doesn't mean she can't be. You know something? I praise God. God, let me see. People are going to have a lot of fun. They're going to have a lot of fun.
But you're putting an 86-year-old woman in a dunk tank who needs oxygen.
She doesn't know. Now, hold on. She does not have to have oxygen all the time. And I called her up, and I said, look, you're going to do this. You know you want your family to eat. She's the matriarch of that family. You want them to eat. You want them to eat, don't you? She says, yeah. I said, well.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Wendy, you're on the air here with Pastor William Rennick on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just listening to the pastor, and I think this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard. I don't know. First,
well, you know they called Noah dumb, didn't they? They called Noah dumb.
I mean, who's going to pay money to watch an 87-year-old woman roll a wheelchair around for food? Who are you trying to target with that?
That's a very good question.
Well, I don't think it's a good question.
I think it's a very good. Who are the people?
Phil, let me tell you and the young lady something. The Lord said to me that this world is full of all kinds of people. And there are a lot of people who are not like you, they're not like this young lady, they're not like me. They are cruel people. And they get their kicks looking at this kind of stuff. If I can make money off of them, do you understand? If I can make money off of them.
So in other words, you want people who think it's amusing looking at a woman in a wheelchair get dunked.
If I can make, for the benefit of God's work. So that's what I'm saying to the young lady.
Yeah, well, I mean, why don't you just recruit some volunteers to help you? Because you said you would like to go home and spend time with your family.
Well,
just get volunteers to help you and just feed them instead of making them work for their food. I think that's...
All right, you want to volunteer?
I'm all for athletic participation, but I don't think that, poor people who have no athletic skills or the ability to have athletic skills should be made to roll around in a wheelchair for some kind of food on Thanksgiving Day. I just think that's
all right. Well, you would rather they go hungry.
You'd rather they go hungry than we don't go
to the pastoral conference. All right, do you want to volunteer?
Sure, I'll volunteer.
You want to use your own car to go down to Compton, California? You know where that is?
No, I don't know where that is.
Well, let me tell you where it is. It's gangland. See, I don't want to do it any more than you do.
Well,
if it's gangland.
If the people in that area are so dang awful, then don't take food there.
Well, you don't make no sense. I'm trying to feed people who
you
are
don't
need.
Make any sense.
No, you don't
want to.
Look at
why don't you just have a gang war and have people pay money for
woman.
That? You raise more money that way.
I don't need a white woman telling me the reality of the ghetto. You know, I'm a.
Look, let's not bring race into it, okay?
Well, she's calling up with her. She got a lily white view of the world. I'm trying to.
Well, you go ahead and play your race card.
I'm trying to educate. Well, you just said gang war.
So there's not any white people in that area? Any Hispanic people in that area?
The only white people in that area leave at 5
you're
o'clock and get into a Mercedes Benz.
You're only going to feed black people in that area?
That's the only people live down there.
Okay, well, why don't you just take some food down there? What kind of...
I'd like to use you to take these dinners door-to-door because they've often said there ain't no white people dumb enough to come down here. In your case... Well, I think we found one.
All right, we don't need...
Well, she's just plain stupid. Everything...
All right, hold on for a minute, man. I'm trying to say to you, and I think what she was trying to say is that...
Hold on for a minute. What? Yeah, I got to pee. I got to go playing bingo, you know. What?
You're telling me that the folks are...
Phil, don't be influenced by a lot of these people. What we're doing isn't going to hurt anybody at all. You get some guy in a wheelchair... He's rolling eggs with his nose. There's a sick element out there that enjoys that. Why don't I use them for the benefit of the church? We got a balloon toss, got a potato sack race.
You're going to make Dorothea Vincent compete in all these?
Yeah, that's the rules.
Otherwise, she doesn't get Thanksgiving dinner.
That's the rules. But do you understand? I get people pay good money to watch this. I'm using those sick, twisted bastards so I can raise money for the church. And Dorothea get food. I'm using some sick animal that gets his giggles looking at an old crippled up woman and it's been a three-legged race.
A woman that's got to get out of a wheelchair.
Phil, I would never in my wildest dreams ever do that to anybody. But these sick animals get a kick out of a lot of white people, too. And not black and white people. See, I don't play no race card. We get a lot of whites, we get a lot of blacks come out for this.
For what? To look at a woman in a wheelchair at a potato sack race?
Yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jason, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Reverend, with no disrespect, this is Jason. I'm calling from Tennessee, and I am an African-American male.
How are you this morning? Well, good.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
And I'm not exactly sure on what your followings are, who your followings are, what denomination you are.
The Pentecostal. We're part of the Pentecostal congregation.
And I grew up Pentecostal, and that's why I find this very interesting.
Brother, we are Pentecostals who know how to read. You know, I love to say, because you know what they say about Baptists, you know, all a bunch of dummies.
Okay. Well, let me just say this really quickly. With no disrespect from you or to you, you are the most ludicrous pastor that I've ever heard before in my entire life.
God bless you. God bless you.
For you to curse on national radio.
I have not cursed at all.
You just said you said that the mayor of New Orleans couldn't get those damn buses running.
You need to lighten up a little bit.
No,
look here. We're trying to feed people.
But see, the difference is there's no...
Desperately trying to get food to God's children.
All right, hold on for a minute. Jason, go ahead, Jason.
Well, see, the difference is when you are carrying the name of Jesus or your Savior, whatever the case may be, there is no lightening up. There is no saying... You get these people get kicks out of a twisted sick bastard.
Are you trying to tell me that some animal would come out and look at an old lady get an egg tossed in her face, get a pie in her face? You think that's a healthy person?
Well, I don't think it's healthy for you to promote that.
I'm not promoting it. I'm using it, brother. That's what I'm trying to say. And the other thing I want to say to you, that Ray Nagin down there in New Orleans, you may find fault with the way I talk about that dummy. Have you ever seen a brother more clueless? And he got all them people down there to try to get them out from the houses, and he don't even know how to start up a bus. And he probably went to school on a bus for 30 miles out.
You know what? It's
all right,
not
hold on.
About him. It's
Jason, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're back with Pastor.
Back with Pastor William Renick here on the Phil Henry Show from Joyful Union Congregation, where this Thanksgiving, as opposed to other Thanksgivings, where you have delivered the meals to the poor, you're having them come to the church, compete in some kind of competitions. You're mentioning a dunk tank, rolling eggs with their noses, and then they get to go and eat their dinner.
You know, Phil, let me say something.
Well, isn't that right?
Let me say something here.
But isn't that what's happening?
You know, I don't want to have to have it qualified. I want to say something. When Jesus walked on this earth.
Oh, come on, Pat. Can we just get a straight answer without a
You don't want to hear the word of God, do you? See, let me just say something.
The word of God's got nothing to do with it. I'm trying to find out. Isn't this what you're doing? Aren't you humiliating these people so that you said these sick, twisted bastards, the gentleman was right who mentioned that, will come out.
You know, you want to stick up for that, brother? I will say this. I'd rather use the word B-I-T-C-H than ever say God isn't solid with me. Now, I'll tell you something. If you know what? I'd use every vulgar word in the book. I'd use every four-letter word in the book. I'll tell you right now, I would commit filthy sin if it would convert one more person to Jesus.
What? See, that doesn't make any sense.
Don't make sense to you. You're not a Christian.
All right, Jason, thank you for holding on, but we had to go to the commercial break, and I didn't want to hang up on you. Go ahead, sir.
All righty. Really quick scenario. If the mayor of New Orleans force those people.
You talking about Nagin?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Listen to me really quickly. If he forced those people to compete in Dunkin' tank booths, egg toss, all that stuff before they was able to get on the buses and be transported out, would that have been right?
He did, because by his negligence, he got
them. No, not negligence.
No. He got them walking through sewer water to get themselves a diaper, one diaper. So I think that
did he charge them to get on the bus? Did he charge them money? Or did we have to pay to watch them on television? Was there a fee for him to make money?
No, but if you buy the products that are advertised on the TV, you're paying for it. If you buy the advertised products, you're paying for it. That's what TV,
products?
That's what makes TV go.
Strictly news.
That's what makes TV go, the advertising. So you watch TV, and then you see an advertiser come on. If you go down and you buy that product, you just paid to get your kicks looking at a sister with a big fat rear end walking through, with one diaper. And to me, that...
Why do you got to bring up the big fat rear end?
Because that's all I saw for a solid week on TV. All them news people want to show a sister down there with a big rear end and a big crate of oranges.
What?
No, I'm telling you, did you see the coverage of the flood on TV? Yes.
Reverend, how many people are in your congregation?
I've got over 1,000. Yeah.
Are these people on the roster or that actually attend?
These are people that, you see, you're slick, aren't you? You go to church?
Oh, I was raised and born in the church. I attend about three times a week.
They call you slick?
Because no, they call me Jason.
Well,
I would never use the name of the Lord. I wouldn't use his name in vain. I would curse. And if any time that I'm carrying the light of Jesus, I want people to look at me and say, you know what? That separates Jason from the world.
Well, see, what
I'm Jason does is different than what the people on the videos, the pornography, the gangsters, all those things are different.
And if I want to live
a nice, clean life, I want to follow an example of someone who's doing that. If
now
I want
to
church and my pastor is cursing, and my pastor is talking about
you
big
get
fat butt,
one man converted to Jesus Christ, the man will die of boredom, and he'll burn in hell. Because he never heard your whole message. Because you bored him to tears.
Boy, I'm
going to
say him.
Oh, man. You know what? Pastor Renick, with all due respect, as the gentleman said.
You know, either one of you guys has all due respect. Neither one of you respects me.
We're being very cordial to you.
I want to simply say, if you're poor, come down, roll an egg with your nose, and have your dinner. What's the big deal?
Because you're doing it to entertain what you said were sick people. You're using them.
I told you to get a little kid dressed up in a bunny rabbit suit, goes on a play. People make money on that for the PTO. Are they using little baby children for the bunny rabbit?
What?
You know, you get two people, two cripples
Have you ever heard that the term it's better to give than to receive?
I got two cripples right now.
And I'm going to quote you on this. I'm going to quote you.
Jason, I'm going
to said that you wanted to make money off of these sick, twisted bastards.
Off of the ones
I've never heard a church that their intentions was to make money off of other people.
I use those sinners to make money for the church. We're going on a whirlwind vacation to the Holy Land. Now, I don't know if you
just said it wasn't a vacation. It's what you said earlier.
It is not a vacation.
You just said it was.
Now,
no, you just said it was.
What is it?
Bull crap, I didn't say that.
You said it was a vacation.
No.
You just said it was a vacation, a whirlwind, to be
it
exact.
It was a pastoral conference. I said it'll be, because my wife, because of people like you, she want to stay at the Four Seasons, you know. And I said to her, double tree in Tel Aviv. She said, Four Seasons. I said, you know something? They crucified a man once. You ever seen it done to a woman? Because I'll tell you something, Phil.
You said that to your wife?
Say what?
You said that to your wife?
She's breaking my castanets. She want to know why can't she stay at the Four Seasons. Phil, I'm here to do the work of God. I'm not here, you know, to use them funny little soaps all wrapped up with the name of the hotel and have some chick come down the hallway in a blazer, pull out a card and say, are you enjoying your stay, sir? What do I look like, you know? I ain't going to go down the bar and drink all that Knob Creek. The hell with that. I'm a regular pastor. I believe in the word of Jesus. And I'll get on my hands and knees and I'll crawl through the most crusted sewer in America
to convert one person.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dwayne. Dwayne, go ahead.
Hey, yes. I just want to say this guy is not legit at all. I'm a missionary Baptist. Oh, you're not. Hold on.
What do you mean? Who are you to say I'm not legit?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
No, ain't going to test me. You ain't going to test me, brother. You ain't going to test me.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
You're a missionary, right?
Yeah.
What position?
What'd you say?
What's your rank?
My rank?
Yeah, see, he don't know. He doesn't know Jack.
Hey,
what is his rank?
If you are doing missionary work, missionary Baptist, everybody has a separate rank. And he don't know what his is.
Hey, listen to me. Let me ask you a question now.
No. You didn't give me an answer.
Well, what did you preach on last Sunday?
What did I preach on last Sunday?
Yeah.
The love of God.
Love of God.
Yeah.
What passage of Scripture did you use?
Huh?
What passage of Scripture out of the Bible did you use?
I use the one that I love. I use all of Matthew. Everything in it.
Everything
in it. Matthew, to me, you know, he didn't write. He wasn't fancy. Matthew, Luke, Mark, and John, they were full of themselves. But Matthew, what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you, feller.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to feed the poor people on Thanksgiving. What are you going to be doing?
What am I going to be doing?
I'll tell you what you're going to be doing. You're going to buy a ticket sitting in the grandstand to watch them. Yeah.
No, I'm not either. You're just a joke, feller.
Hey, I'm a joke? Call yourself a missionary Baptist. You ain't proved diddly squat. I think you a joke. And I'll tell you something else. I think you ought to go back to Ubangi or wherever it is you try to convert all them natives. I think you ought to go back and have them convert you. I think you ought to come back with a bone through your nose and a fright wig on.
All right, hold on.
I'm sick of this crap. You tell me on your show to come on, I got to talk to these people? What's that all about?
You're bull crap on Thanksgiving. That's what it's about.
Bull crap? Hey, they ever find that little Holloway chick?
Oh, you get... Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, but you can't use the church money for that, can you?
I'm not using church money for that.
All right, I'm on with Pastor William Renick, and we're talking about Thanksgiving Day at Joyful Union, where families in need will participate in different events. Three-legged race, the sack race, rolling eggs with your nose, pie-eating contest. Once you do that, then you can go. Is there a pie-eating contest? Because that might be really fun for them.
No, there's a pie-eating contest, but it's not, you know, no real pie that they have, and them just stick their face down, pretend they're doing it. They're not going to feed them until we count up the receipts, see?
Oh, man. You know, that's the comment right there that I'm talking about. And what is this stuff about how your wife wants to go see Weird Al Yankovic?
I said that I ain't paying for that. Now, my wife's got a thing for Weird Al Yankovic. Good for her. But what I'm saying is, that's not part of this.
Let me ask you a question. You guys are going to go to see Weird Al Yankovic, then take off for the Holy Land.
That's right.
See, why doesn't that's a vacation?
It is not a vacation. Going to see Weird Al Yankovic, that's something my wife want to see. Then when we go to the Holy Land, that's a pastoral conference.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, I just think this guy is a crackpot, really.
You know, I'm the only one here talking about feeding the poor. Everybody else calling up. Nobody got a good idea. I'm feeding the poor, but I'm a crackpot.
Listen, I go to church here in my home, in my hometown down here.
I know a lot of people go to church.
There's hundreds of churches in the area.
I know a lot of people go to church
that do charity things for the poor.
Well, where do you live, sir?
In North Carolina.
Well, how many poor people you got around there?
Oh, we've got quite a few. You're not the only place that has poor people. I
yeah,
tell you
I mean,
that.
I'm down here in the city of Los Angeles.
The nation.
We're down in the city of Los Angeles. We got some real poverty
now,
here.
It's a shame that you're going to line these people up into a sideshow or a freak show, parade them in front of people, and humiliate them.
No. How's it being humiliated rolling an egg down a hill with your nose?
That's ridiculous.
If you got emphysema?
So what?
Or you're in a wheelchair?
Who, me?
No. You're going to have these people in wheelchairs rolling eggs or in a Dunkin' booth. That is nothing more than using these people for your purpose.
Yeah, to raise money for my church.
Okay, why not have a bake sale?
That'll bring them out in droves. Boy, you're all kinds of fun, aren't you?
Why not have a yard sale? People donate things out of their homes for the yard sale. Why not sell barbecue plates?
Brother, I don't do these. I'm a creative thinker. I go outside the box.
Having poor people roll eggs with a nose and humiliate them in front of people is creative.
It helps raise. People are going to come out and see that. You wouldn't pay money to see that.
Absolutely not. That's because it's ludicrous, ridiculous, and humiliating to those people.
Let me ask something. If a woman has emphysema and they put her in a dunk tank, you ain't going to pay money to watch that?
Absolutely not. It's ridiculous.
Why not?
Because it's ridiculous.
Because not why. You don't want anything to happen to her, but
It's belittling.
It's interesting to see if she could get dunked and get pulled out of there in time, you know. But she had nothing going to happen to her.
You know what?
You guys, people love entertainment. You suggested I sell barbecue tickets.
I see that as a form of torture.
You know, you and these barbecue ideas, woohoo. Man, I bet you you must be all kinds of fun on a Friday night in St. Louis.
Never been to St. Louis. Probably won't ever go there. But anyway,
well, you know something?
I have a question for you, though.
I'm not answering any more questions from people.
You haven't answered one yet. Are you gonna participate in any of these little functions?
Watch that chicken sizzle, yeah.
Are you gonna participate in any of these little functions, rolling the eggs?
I'm the master of ceremonies.
You're the master of ceremonies.
Of course.
Right.
So why are you going to have
these
people?
I'm going to be going from event to event with a microphone. I'll be wearing a top hat because that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And look at over here in the dunk tank. We got Dorothea Vincent. She's got emphysema, and her legs have been crippled up. But, you know, let's put her in the water because she wants her family. Why don't you do this?
Yeah, Tony's still here.
I got a suggestion for you.
Yeah?
Why don't you put a retarded person in the dunk tank?
All right, are you available?
Right in that dunk tank.
Are you available?
No, I think you'd be fine.
I got 3 points on that, man. Three points!
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, man. Now we take time out for this commercial announcement. Pastor Renick 1, Tony, coming up to the plate.
All right. Thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686.
You're just going to blow me off and go to your commercial break, huh? You know, I don't like being used that way. I don't like being used that way. The only one who used me is Jesus. I'd be Jesus' jail bitch if you wanted me to. And I tell you...
Get out of here. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Herb Sewell joins us. And Herb Sewell was in Atascadero Psychiatric Hospital. He was a convicted child molester. Has since been released from the prison for the criminally insane. And is joined. Are you at the same bingo thing that Pastor Rennick's at?
Well, Phil, he did invite me to it. I have no idea, but he's actually a very animate gentleman. You know, so.
So you're down at Joyful Union at a bingo.
I'm playing a little bit of bingo. Yes. There's no children around. If that's what you're.
No, I'm not talking about that. How'd you get to know him?
Well, I heard him on your program, and so I called him very, very shortly thereafter. You know, to get a little bit of spiritual advice, and he's been quite helpful.
Can I come over and have some ribs?
I'll be over in a minute.
Can you, Phil?
Yeah.
You know something? This is a good man here. He's a sinner, but he's a good man. Let me talk.
All right, I got a question to ask you. What's with this boycott of Aruba? You know, the Beth Twitty wants the people of America to boycott Aruba. And do you think that's going to help? Do you think it's going to bring anybody to justice in this thing?
Well, Phil, I don't know about that. I'll tell you who is boycotting Aruba. You know, it's people that circles that I travel in, they're boycotting Aruba.
What are you talking about, molesters and murderers?
Well, I can tell you that anyone who is planning some sort of serial event. You know, that Van Slut kid made it. Aruba's too hot now. It's too hot. No one's going near the place. And I planned a
whirlwind vacation.
That's the word. The whirlwind vacation down there, but it's in the wind.